He earnestly and honestly shows me a great regard. And it breaks my heart to see the regard this man has for me. And what he says, it really does. You see, his son is the same way toward me. But it breaks my heart to see this and how we talk. As I left them other day, I hugged them, Sister Celeste, Brother Dale. I grabbed his hand. And I shook his hand. And I pulled him to me and said, I got you now, don't I? He said, Pastor Rosa. I said, I got you, huh? But he has shown a great honor and a great reverence. Do you all understand that? See, a man here is a man that doesn't understand what you think you understand the spiritual dynamics, but yet he understands the spiritual dynamics. Give honor where honor is due. That's the spiritual law of Yah. That's the Torah. The Torah teaches that. And this damnable, wicked generation, vile, this religious whore, this prostitute that sells herself for every kind of sensual pleasure, she has no understanding of Yah's truth. Hallelujah. None whatsoever. He says, bear one another's burdens, and so complete the practice, the Torah of HaMashiach. For if a man thinks he is something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And men think that they are beyond the measure what Yah has given unto them, they are deceived. Let no man deceive you. He's talking about the man that thinks of himself highly. They think that he has something. They think that Yahweh is using him. No, I don't have to think that Yahweh is using me. The proof must be in the pudding. Whether the words I speak of their words that have no life, don't be a fool. Flee from here. Brother Dale, you all there. Turn off that turn off that satellite. Don't be a fool. And the words that Yah speaks to you, do not bring the power and the evident of this living power of Torah in you, Yahshua. Turn away. These are men today that think that they are something. They have no proof that they have, that they are obedience to the disciplines of Yah. They are turncoats. They run. They have no discipline of endurance and waiting. That's what it is. Just wait on Yah. Just wait on Yah. After you've done all to stand, just, can I tell you what to do? Just stand. Even when the enemy battles against your mind, just stand. Brother Dale, as the enemy tries to battle, just stand. You stand in the truth. I need that more than you do today, my son. Just stand. Just stand. Just stand. And after done all that you have to do to stand, after you've expressed all the measure that is in you, just stand on Torah truth, what he says. Is that all right? It's all right by me. Oh, I know I'm not hollering as loud today. I want to get like Deacon Benny and Deacon Horn and all the rest of the brothers. But that's all right. I'm going to holler. I'm going to become unsophisticated. I'm going to perspire. Hallelujah. That's where it's going to come from, this preacher. That's just it. But I would love to be like that. I would. Can't do it. So I'll do it this way. The steps of every man. Tough man is ordered by Yah. Hallelujah. Look what he goes on to say in Galatians 6 and 4. He said, but let every man prove his own work. Let every man prove that this is the work of the Torah in them. Come on, your works or your tzaddik, your righteousness is as filthy rags. Shaul was not saying that you go out there and do something, you give, and say, look what I've done. I love the brothers. I love the sisters. I've done that for the sisters and for the brothers. I bought them some cool cans. That's damnable stupidity. He said, well, let every man prove his, the power of the works of Yah in you. Let him prove whether he stands in the truth of that. Let him prove that his mind resonates that. Let him prove, let him not saw whether his mind has left except the works of Yah in Yahshua. Come on, works are self-grandosis. We do things that bring grandeur unto us. Look what I did. Look, I did this, I've done that. The one that gives $1,000, they walk a little different. The one that gives a mite like the widow, they deal with less auspiciousness. They don't want to be noticed. But the one that thinks that he or she is doing something, they want to be noticed. Hallelujah. But the sound they make is not a certain sound. It's not the sound of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It's not. It's a false sound. The one that blows the shofar loud, they ain't doing nothing. They think of themselves. They think highly of themselves. Hallelujah. Prove your work. Prove it. Hallelujah. That's just like letting someone come here that have left them here 3 or 4 months. They're not, they haven't proven anything. You don't even have any works. You've already proven that you will flee from me. You've already proven that you are not a stable soldier. So you're not going to come back. I think that you're going to come here and instruct the house of Israel. You can forget that. I'm not going to allow you to do any more. He's a woman. So prove your own works. Prove whether your works are based upon Torah or prove whether they're based upon your own sensual practice to bring grandiosousness or the grander appeal to you. Then everybody can say, look at old Deacon Horn, he did that. Brought in $1,500. No. That's deceitful work. You've been deceived. They worked in Israel too, didn't they? Yahweh brought them out. And their own works were women of murmuring, although he had done a mighty work. And they never received what he intended for them to have. This is a generation thinking they're going to just sin, defy, do what they want, and they're going to just get what Yah intended. This is a stupid generation. It's a crazy, ignorant generation. It is apathetic. It is pathetic. That's this generation. Of course, no one wants to be told that. Nobody wants to be told that they're dysfunctional. White folks are dysfunctional. Negroes are crazy and dysfunctional. You defend the white race, you're a fool. The black ones too. I'm set to defend the Hebraic message. I'm set to defend the message of HaMashiach. That's what I'm set for. Hallelujah. And if you're in that, then the message will defend you. Sure will. I'm not afraid to say what I say. And I say it with the greatness of energy. And I say it hoping that everyone will hear it. And I don't say it with a quiet kind of a passive type expression. I say boldly. I say loud. And I want the white boy to hear me. The black boy too. Hallelujah. Prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. When a man proves himself, when a daughter's son proves himself, she will have rejoicing. This is a generation that doesn't even rejoice, does it? You don't even come in here and rejoice. Rejoice in Yahweh. And again I say, rejoice. Come before the presence of Yah. With our hands raised, with the trumpet of our voice of Tota, we're such hypocrites. You see, that is a proof by the prover whether the man accepts what he says as legitimate or as we can brush it aside. You cannot brush aside what Yah speaks. You cannot brush aside this living word, Yahshua. You're a fool if you do. So when a man proves his own works, and he proved the work of Torah in him, shall all these brothers that not talk against Torah. And everything has to be based upon Torah, the Tanakh. It has to be. So when a man proves that when he not saw that this mind or the way I work and operate, it is a mind that is based upon Torah, the immense the truth of Yah. Not based upon some kind of self-righteous works. Works that are filthy rags. It's based upon what Scripture says. That's what it's based upon. Not based upon what has been passed down by mom and daddy. Generational works. It's based upon Torah. It's based upon the living power of Torah. Yahshua. I love that name. I like to say it too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For every man shall bear another's burdens. Galatians 6:5. For every man shall bear someone else's burden. His own. Every man must bear his own burden. Why is that? Because Yah is going to prove to every man. What affects my brother here? It may create a different kind of burden in my heart or different type of extremity
a situation. He must bear that. And I must bear that because he is my brother. So what is created for him, because he is part of my right arm. He's part of my body. He's part of the body. So even him bearing that, I bear that because I'm bearing the results of what he's bearing. And my heart is captivated. My mind is consumed by that. I'm taken aback by that. He may deal with it another way, and I deal with it differently. When I got home Wednesday night, I was worse than Brother Dale. I had to call him for a little strength. I had to get some of what he had. That's the truth. I lie to you not. Bless Yah for sisters and mothers and sisters that have a truth in them and a desire. I bless him for that. I hate this folly and this foolishness. I hate the stupidity of this generation. I hate it. I want to be around strong men. And that's the truth. Strong men. I bless Yah for strong men. I do. Not shallow, weak men. Man is weak, come on. If he began to allow the word of Yah, that strength of Torah, permeate his mind, acceptance of truth, he will be a strong man. Why? Because he will take the sword of the Ruah, which is the word of Yah. The word of Yahweh has not changed. It has not. And we got a generation of weak, effeminate men that have the character of HaMashiach. He was in peril, wasn't he? He did not deny the Abba. This generation denies it. Let me move quickly. I want to finish. Moshe says unto Israel in Dibarim, in Deuteronomy, quickly, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, as Yahweh exhorts Moshe with cautions to Israel that he is going to enforce everything he speaks to his house. And he's also given us great promises too. He says in Dibarim, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1, all the mitzvah, the commandments which I commanded you this day. He says, now look what he says, everything I command you. Did he say some partial? Is that inclusive, that A-L-L? He said, all the mitzvah which I command you this day, shall you observe, shall you shama? You understand, you shall perceive. He says to do. Why? That you may what? Has the word of Yah changed? And we observe to do what Yahweh command us where we live. Was HaMashiach the living word of Yahweh? In him was the life of Yah. He says to them, if you continue my word, you are my shalishim, my disciples. Indeed, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The words that I speak unto you, they are Ruah, their spirit, and their life. Is he not the living word of Yah? He said, you observe to do all, then you shall live. He has not changed. And he says, look, and you shall multiply, you shall increase, you shall have the strength of Yah, and you shall go in and possess the land. Now all they had to do was to observe. Had to do what Yahweh said. That's all they had to do. And that's all we have to do, brothers and sisters, to possess the kingdom. And the power of Yahweh's kingdom working in us. Not this trash that they call the working of Yahweh's kingdom. These Jezebels like Juanita Bynum, and these whores like that Jezebel out there in Missouri. These are prostitutes. Yah never gives a woman that power to instruct the man, to lead him. He doesn't. She has a beautiful calling. But these Jezebels, they are seducers. They're full of whoredom. And they rob the strength of the power of Yah from the assembly. You find the men all effeminate looking and soft looking. They're worried about their nails being manicured and their pedicures. I know what I'm saying. It's not Yahweh. I don't want to have no soft hands. With my hands like Deacon Horn, rough, tough. Hallelujah. I don't want no hands like a woman. With my hands hard, I want some calluses there. Sure signs you've been laboring somewhat. They'll reduce us down to nothing. And so they propagate these Jezebels. They produce these whores. That's all they do. They're not speaking Torah. They're not speaking the truth of Yah. They have the ability with their voices. As I said to you, it's one thing a woman, her voice was given to Yah. By Yah. It's a voice of distress. It's a voice of a calling. And so even when she sings, even the men and the women rejoice in her. When a man sings, well, the women will rejoice in that.
But when a woman sings, even the man will be moved by it. They say, look at that girl, she's singing. Hallelujah. That's the truth. So it's not the spirit of Yah. He spoke by Moshe. Hallelujah. He didn't speak by Miriam. She spoke with a timbrel, a prophetess. Dance before Yah. Do you understand that? He says that if you shomah, if you take heed, you give guard to what I say, if you watch it, if you protect, if you preserve what I've spoken unto you, you will have life, you will multiply, you will go to possess the land which Yahweh swore to your avot. And you shall remember all the way, not some. You must remember all the way that Yahweh your Abba led you these 40 years in the wilderness. First of all, to humble you. To break your arrogance, your haughtiness, your self-righteousness. He's led you to humble you. Yahweh is near those of a broken love, and He saves such as a contrite, a humble, repentant spirit. To humble you and to nasah. Not only did I intend to humble you, but I intended to prove you. I intended to see if your heart was acceptant of my Torah. See if you will rely upon. Did He not say, if you do all I command you, if you observe to do all what I command you, you shall live, you shall multiply, you shall go in and possess the land. So I brought you these 40 years to show you your arrogance. It's something how one can rise up against one when they're doing the same thing. Thou hypocrite, you judge one and you do the same thing, you are a false dog. So I brought you to humble you and then to prove you. To see whether your heart is acceptance of my Torah, of my name, my mitzvah. This is a generation that rejects the name of Yah. I will not reject it. Hallelujah. I will not reject His truth, not one bit, at all. I was talking to a pastor last night. He called me from the Isles of St. Thomas. And we were talking about the works of Yah, what is taking place in that nation there. He literally tells me, Pastor Roberts, there are those that are here that follows the Tanakh to its preciseness. The animal sacrifices and all. They do it continuously. He said, I admire them for their sustaining and what they do. But they are wrong. There's a way that seems right unto man. Yeah. Yahweh never took pleasure in their bullocks, their offerings. He takes pleasure in obedience unto His Torah. We obey the commands of HaMashiach, and what Yahshua teaches us points us always to Yahweh. The Abba seeketh such to worship Him, the Ruah, and in the Emet truth of what Torah says. He said, observe, do all I command you. He said, I brought you, remember all the ways, because you know I tried to humble you, and I tried to nasah you. Why did He prove them? See, it's there, to know what was in your life. Now that is what the proving, or when Yah proves you, He shows you the proof in the pudding. To show you what's in your lever, whether you would keep His mitzvah, the commandments, or not. And when one say they love Yah and they denounce His name, they are full of hell. They are dogs that deny the living bread, Yahshua, because His name is the Father's name. That's what they are. They are religious perverts. They're not the children of Yah. They go to their whole houses all they want to. There's no life in them. That's the truth. Hallelujah. He humbled you and suffered, or He allowed you. Listen, He suffered that. He allowed you to hunger. For what reason? So He could feed you with matter. Those that hunger and thirst after Siddiqa, the righteousness of Yah, and that is His Torah, they shall be filled. They shall be. So He allows us to hunger, that He may feed us with His truth. He wants us to hunger. He proves us with situations that our hearts hunger for a word from Him. And he feeds us with the living breads. They ate that matter, they died, they sinned continuously. We eat the bread of Hamashiach, that body, and we live. So he allows you to hunger. He allows the circumstances to prove your mind will accept Torah, will accept the power of this revelation of Torah. It only comes in Yahshua. I pray this is making sense to this generation. Hallelujah. So that's why he allows the things. He suffers them. Simply he allows, he permits them, that he may give you manna which you knew not. So we don't know this matter, this Hamashiach. We talk. Our words are beautiful. Our expression. Oh, they will say, oh, quote, I will say it this way because this is the religious way. Oh, I love God. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Unquote. These hypocrites. That's all they are. When they hear the truth of Yah, they reject that. He say, which you didn't even know of this manna. They don't even know this living manna of Yah. They don't even know the living power of Yahweh, the one that created all things. Because they got associated with the God of America and the God of Russia and the God of the white folks, the God of the black folks. He said, neither did your avot know, your fathers didn't know, that he may make known, that he might make you know, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. Is Hamashiach the living word of Yah? Was he the word made flesh? Is the Torah word proceed out of Yah's mouth? Did he speak those words to Moshe? Did he give Moshe the mitzvah, the commandments? Remember my name. Don't have gods. Don't establish no gods. Did he speak? Did it proceed out of him? Do we live by every word of Yah? Some of the way we live by every word of Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Well, they sacrifice bullocks and goats. And he fulfilled that. In that precious body of Hamashiach, whereby the blood of the goats and the bullocks can never purge and cleanse the conscience of its sin. But that blood, this bread, this man, this living word of Yah, it purged us once. And that's enough. And that's all right by me because I'll tell you what. Those folks in St. Thomas, poor, in some of these little countries, trying to sacrifice cows and bullocks and every kind of beast there is, there's one sacrificial offering, wood offering. Hallelujah. He was a man, but he was more than a man. He was the living word of Yah. He was encased in a human flesh, but he was beyond the confinements of a human flesh. Hallelujah. He was the living word of Yah. And Shaul says, listen to this in Corinthians 2. I want you to hear this. He just said, examine yourselves. Whether you be in the Emunah, whether you have the faith of Yah. Can a man say he has faith or Emunah of Yah when he cannot believe every word? He says, prove your own self. That you test your own mind. That you will even examine your own mind to see if it's a mind that accepts truth. Can I show you how we reject truth? If one instructs us and tells us of our faults, we become very perturbed and angry, don't we? Mothers and fathers, you have children. You tell me you have not corrected your children. And there's a spirit of resentment there when you tell them they're wrong. When you spank them. That's why David said, in sin my mother conceived me. And without Torah did she shape my mind and my own self-will. And we have been shaped by a Torah-less generation. And that is just the truth. We can try to sidestep it all we want with you, but that's the truth. We will always want to blame someone for what is happening with us and our situation. We're quick to say, because of someone else, are we not? He tells you to examine your own self and prove yourself. Prove yourself. Examine your mind. See whether it's based upon truth or it's based upon some emotion. Yahweh is going to prove this unproven generation. He is. He is. He's going to prove it. Chapter 8 of Devarim, verse 16. Yah says, I want to tell you something. Moshe says, he fed you in the wilderness with manna. Your avots did not know. They did not understand that. He says, that he might humble you. Look how he says it here. And that he might not saw you, prove you, to do what is wrong. And the latter end, to do what is what? To do what is right. And the latter end. Now that's what he's doing, brothers and sisters, to prove us so we can do what's right in this latter end. We're in the end times. So he feed us with the manna. He feed us with the bread of life, Hamashiach. He proves us. He gives us this manna that even Moshe didn't know of this manna. The manna we eat, they don't even know it. Of this. They never tasted this. Oh, taste and see how tough this is. That in the latter end, and in this latter end, there shall be great afflictions and great trials upon Israel. Is that so? So he has done this to prove us in the latter end, brothers and sisters. We're in the latter end. We're in the end time. Don't let these dogs trick you. They're rich and they don't want to see their riches evaporated. So they're not going to deal with your sins and your rejection, your transgressing the Torah. That is sin when one transgresses the Torah. Not because one smoke, you're a fool, you're going to die. It's a wicked thing. Why? Because you defile the body of Hamashiach. Were you drinking wine? Well, then Hamashiach sinned then. That is preposterous. It's stupidity. It is just old Baptist doctrine. They use that so that they can draw the attention away from the mitzvah, the Torah of Yah. Sin is a transgression of the Torah. For one defies Torah. The teachings of Yah. Hallelujah. That's sin. Why are you smoking cigarettes? No sin. You're going to die, man. That's a dumb choice. You're going to deprive your body. You don't get the oxygen you need to. You're stupid. But that's not a sin. These are the results where one give themselves over to defying Torah and not having the mind of Hamashiach. They do every kind of crazy thing it is. They have no conscience of their physical body. Hallelujah. Know ye not that your body is the bayit of the Ruah of Yah. Any man defiles that. Hallelujah. Yahweh will destroy. Well, it's not what goes in. Well, that's not true in the statement that we have been taught to believe. Because Daniel and those Aramaic men did not eat the food of the king's house. They did not drink the king's wine. Because they said they will not defile themselves with the king's goodies. Why? Because it is the gift, because they had eaten that. It would have shown what was in their lab. And just by what you eat, it shows what's in you. Is that right? Sure it does. You eat truth, then there should be an abundance in the power of the fruit coming from you. Hallelujah. There should be the spiritual life of Hamashiach in you. That mind shall resonate with great power. It will reflect what Yah is. That's the truth. I want to read a few things from the Apocrypha before I close. I know you don't have the Apocrypha with you, but listen to this. It's in Sirach. In Sirach 9:17. Yes, I do interject readings of the Apocrypha because I think that they're very profound. We've been taught that it is not so. I preached a message many years ago. It's called The Lost Books of Scripture. Folks, you need to listen to that one. The Lost Books of the Scripture. Sirach says, listen to this, 9:17. A work, when a man has the true works of Yah, a work will be praised, a work will be honored for the skill of the craftsman, the man who does, or the person who does the work. The works will be praised if they're skilled, they're craftsmen. They know what they're doing. So a people's leader is proven wise by his words. So when a man leads someone, he will be proven whether he has the mind of Hamashiach, whether his mind is one is activated by truth, by the words. He will be proven. He will be proven. The proof of the pudding will be what he speaks to us. And what thing that he directs towards us. He will be proven. Did the words of Hamashiach, did they cut? Were they powerful? Were they sharper than any two-edged sword? Did they cut asunder? Did they separate the marrow from the bone, the sinew from the flesh? Did they do that? So is the word of Yahweh. A man is led by the Ruah of Yah. He will be proven by the words, or his conscience, his mind, is one that is acceptance of truth, of Torah, the teachings of Yah, and the fulfillment of that truth in Yahshua. These dogs that play on the greed of flesh, they're not leaders. They're dogs. And I say it unapologetically, without any fear. Dogs, they gnaw on the bones. You don't give a dog the things that are kadosh. You don't cast the gems of Yah before the swine generation that gets angry and get angry with you and wrath and rage. Let them go the way of Cain. Esau, they have no birthrights. You sound awful, coal-like. No, I'll tell you the truth. Hallelujah. It's time out. We are unproven. And Yahweh is going to prove us. He's going to begin with a humble nature. And that you're not fighting against him. I will fight against those that ostracize the truth. This thing is not a difficult truth. It's a truth of simplicity. I will stand as a valiant warrior against them. As a gever. I will stand that way. There's nothing about me I need to defend. But I will defend this. With everything in me, with my life, I will defend it. Hallelujah. I will not try to alter this to fit me. I will identify me in this and my whole life will be transformed and changed. That's the only way. Yahweh's not going to change for you. It says also in Sirach, it says this, listen. It says in Sirach 46:13, it talks about Shemuel. It says Shemuel, Samuel, beloved, he was loved by Yah. He was a Nabi of Yahweh, established the kingdom, that's what he did, the words of his prophecy, anointed rulers over his people. Now that is not far-fetched, what I just read, even though it came from the Apocrypha. That's not far-fetched. That's the truth. And we believe the Chronicles, the account of Scripture. But it says this in verse 14. It says, by the Torah of Yahweh, he judged the congregation. And every man is going to be judged by the Torah. When you smoke, that's not the Torah of Yah. That's not the Baptist judge. That's not the Pentecostal judge. The Torah tells the women don't wear things that pertain to a man. You don't wear pants, women. That's Torah teaching Deuteronomy 24. That's Torah. You're going to be judged that way. It tells the man don't put on a dress like a woman. That's Torah. These are dogs that take, well, it's not what you wear. It's what's in your, well, if you dress like a whore because you're a dog. These damnable sluts today. Tight damn trice dresses up to there. They're dogs. I don't care if it's your daughter, your mammy, your grandmammy, your grandpappy. They're dogs. They flaunt their stuff because they're dogs. They're burning like beasts. They're burning like a bull and a cow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Roberts and I were going down the road one day listening to PBS. This woman was talking. She had a baby by a man. She was 26 years old. He may have been younger than her. They were the same age. The man had 12 babies. 12. That's abominable. These whores out here lay like dogs. That's what they're dogs. They're not even beasts. I saw Van Keith's daddy in the other day. And it's amazing because the man is a flat out sinner, but he's always honored me. More than you that say you love Yah. He saw me pass and he said, Pastor Roberts. I said, who are you? Because he looks what we call buff. Kind of muscular. Prisoner do that to you. Began to eat well. He said, I'm Tatters. I said, oh, how you doing? We shook hands. We began to talk. And I said, where's your daughter? He said, she lives with me. I said, tell her that I'm going to come over there with a stick and whip the fire out of her. He said, Pastor Roberts, she's already had a baby. And she's pregnant again. Listen. And so his wife, he introduced me to his wife. The young wife, she was a very attractive woman. Really. So I'm telling you women, men today, if they want to go out here and fight, she's younger than him. And she was attractive. She really was. I said, this is your daughter, huh? He said, uh-uh. This is my wife. Well, the wife's mother was there, and she probably looked as though she was about 45. I said, you tell Von Peace I'm going to take a stick and beat the fire out of her buttocks. The wife says, please do come and do it. Come and do it. She needs that. The wickedness of this generation from Horeb, just don't. They don't care. Their bodies, no honor. I use that analogy, whether you appreciate it or not. They're what you call the female dog with the capital B and the IT. You can fill in the rest. You understand. I said, where's the other boy? He extended his arm like that prison house. I said, well, you see the boy, tell him that I'm going to bust him up if I see him. That's this mindset of this generation. What a man is not disciplined by the Torah of Yah. What a man's heart is not given unto that. That's why your sons and daughters, they're given over unto this vile spirit of this age, this rap, this damnable trash. You ignorant parents, you don't have to tell me you don't teach that in your home. I know you don't do that. We don't have to defend anything. We bless Yah for exposing everything. That's what we do. I don't need to defend David and Robert. I defend HaMashiach. I defend the might of my Messiah in me. There's nothing about me that's worth anything. You either. It's all about Him. In Him I live. In Him I move. In Him I have my being. I have my life in Him. Everything in my life is in HaMashiach. And I wouldn't trade that for nothing. For what? A few trinkets? Listen to this now, Shurak. I'm going to close here. By the Torah, Yahweh judged. By the Torah, Yahweh, He judged the congregation. And Yahweh watched over Yaakov by His faithfulness. By Yahweh's faithfulness. He was Shemuel, His faithfulness unto Yah. Listen, by His commitment, His faithfulness, He was proved to be a Navi. What was His faithfulness? His words that He spoke. What He spoke to the people. A leader is known, or his words are proven. His words that he speaks, whether it's the mind of HaMashiach, it proves whether he's a leader. And so the words of Shemuel, because of Yah's anointing upon him, it proved whether he was the one to establish Israel and to cause the kings to be anointed and to lead the people of Israel before the presence of Yah that they will be judged. We need men like that today. Don't need but a few of them. They're not found. Hallelujah. They can dress themselves up, call themselves apostles, Philistians. They're weak, cowardly men. Effeminate, they're soft. No strength at all. No strength of any attributes of power of Yahweh. Not some physical man. I ain't talking about the leader's power is in his tongue. The words that HaMashiach spoke, it was like a thundering voice out of the Shemayim. When Yochanan spoke, men trembled and they feared. These men today, they speak to satisfy one aspect, and that's flesh, lust and greed. That's it. Lust and greed. By His imuna, Shemuel was proven to be a Nabe, and by His words, He became known as a trustworthy seer. He says, under Shaul, Yah is going to, He's removed away from you. You rejected Him. You rejected His Torah. He's rejected you from being king of Israel. And this is the one, Yesha. You got these. But there's another one. Where is he? He's a ruddy little one. Of a beautiful countenance. Handsome lad. Bring him. And the old Nabi sitting there watching all these masculine men of great character and strength. Biceps and tries. Watched them parade in front of him with their arrogance. And he sat there. But when that little one began to run, the little ruddy one, the sun had glistened upon his little face, and the darkness of his skin glistened in the sun, as old Shemuel saw him from a distance, he rose up and he stood up and he said, that's the one there. Hallelujah. That's the one. Why is that the one? Because that's the one Yah has picked. Has nothing to do with some kind of organization or structure, but that's the one that Yahweh said, that's the one right here. And he rose up. He anointed that one. He didn't anoint the rest of them. Hallelujah. And the one that we think that's the one, I'll say, no, that's the one. Because I've put my words in him, because I've proven that heart, because it will accept the Torah and accept the teachings that I've commanded, that I've demonstrated unto the house of Israel by the very hope of Yahshua the Lamb. So we've proved trustworthy. These dogs today, none of them are trustworthy. Hallelujah. That's why Yahweh's going to prove us. Say, prove me, Yah. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. And he is going to prove us. I want to close today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David says, I want you to hear this. He says in Tehillim, Psalm 17. Just hear this. He says, Yahweh 17:3. He says to Yah, he says, Yahweh, you have proved Makan. It's the same as Nasa. You have proved. You have made the trials of my life, the trials of my mind. Don't you understand that David had great battles in his mind? Thank you. Toda. He had great battles. He says, Yahweh, you have Makan. Makan. My lamb, you have proved my heart. If you read Tehillim, all David talked about his sins, his corruption, you prove my lamb. You have visited me in the dark season, in the night. He says, and you have tried, you have sarah, you have tried. See, he has been refined. He has been tested. That's why when Yah proves a man, It is an acceptance of Torah, his truth. It is acceptance of the power of Yahshua. He said, you have refined Sarah. You have tested me. And he said, because I have been proven, you shall find nothing. I am purpose. Listen now. That my mouth shall not transgress against Yah. I have purpose that my mouth shall not sin. I shall not charge him foolishly. I said to Brother Dell, as we talked the other day, I said that even Eob, all of those that Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar, Yah sent them because they were his friends. And through the whole ordeal, it pointed out to Eob that no works that he has done or anything he has done will grant unto him what Yahweh is going to do. It comes by us being faithful and obedient, observing what Yahweh commands us. And it tells us after all of those episodes, when Yah says unto him, he said, I want you to do one thing. Just answer me. Where were you? And after Yahweh spoke those words unto him, the power of this life of Torah, after Eob rose up, and the life of that Torah, that life, and the Torah of Yah's life, Yahshua's life. Yeah. When he prayed for his friends, when he prayed for all of them, he was restored. When he did all that, then was he restored. So the proof today, Yahweh is going to prove whether this mind, whether our lamb will accept the teachings and the truth of his Torah. And this is a generation that rejects it. Very few accepts what Yahweh says. Very few are willing to obey him. So I say to you, my brothers and sisters here, you that listen by the live stream of the internet, I say to you, will you allow Yah to prove you? Will he test the genuineness of Torah in your life? Or are you walking in this religious concept of religious practice that deny the teachings of Yahweh? He gave them a Torah of life. You observe it, you Shema. You shall live, you shall multiply, and you shall go in and possess the land. So our hour that we're in is one of Nasa, his proving. Whether he is real to us, whether we trust him, is not as much as a test, because they've seen the work of Yah. You've seen the work of Yah even in your life. Yahweh has brought you out of the mire of sin. Now he wants to prove whether this
Torah, this law in us, is what we rely upon, or our own self-righteousness. I will trust Him, and I will obey Him. May Yahweh bless you all today, all around the United States, wherever you're listening, may Yah bless you. May He strengthen you all today. May He cause your heart to rejoice. Yahweh is going to move on His people. And that's all He's going to deal with His people. He's not dealing with your mama, your daddy. They're not right. He's not dealing with them. He's dealing with you. He's not dealing with your kinfolks. He's not dealing with your sons and your daughters. He's going to save His people. He's going to save His people from their sins. And our sins, we almost purpose in our heart to transgress the Torah. It is wrong. And the reason we do that, because we don't have the Ruach of HaMashiach. Did He transgress the Torah? Not one time. We don't have the same Ruach. We don't consider Him. That's why we are weary people. That's why we get tired. That's why we murmur, because we get weary. Let us consider HaMashiach unless we become weary and faint. And we're people that faint. The least of obstacles cause us to faint. May Yah strengthen us today. May He cause our hearts to rejoice in truth. In truth. May He give us men in this assembly that will not be ashamed and that will not be cowardized to speak the truth. Bow the emotions of anyone, their wives, their sons, their daughters, mother, daddy, makes no difference at all. I don't care who it is. Makes no difference. Hallelujah. I will not cover any man's sins. I will be covered. I'll cover the man, brother. Damn of HaMashiach. I will not cover your sins. And don't think highly of yourself. You brothers here and you one that are listening. Don't think highly. That's your problem. You think highly of yourself. You think you're the only one that does what you call, quote, good, unquote. It's one thing about a man that does wonderful thing. He never talks about it. He never emphasizes that. He never. That man that put us on the radio station, WWCR, for a whole year, paid it up. He's never called me or wrote me a letter and said, Pastor Roberts, I'm Brother Saul. He did it because he wanted this message to get out to the world. He didn't call me and say, well, I'm Brother Saul, I live here. Don't even know who the man is. Bless Yah for him. He said, I want what Pastor Robert's preaching to get to the whole world. China, one in Africa, one in Asia. Well, there were those that heard the seed. That's all he intended. The zira of Yah. That's all he intended to hear. The zira. Believe me. He doesn't intend for everyone to hear. Because everyone didn't hear HaMashiach. All that house of Israel didn't hear Moshe. He was talking to them about, like some of you, doing their own thing. That's what they did. And they were lost too. Well, I can't lose my bishopric. That was what a perdition. He lost his bishopric. Esau was the son of promise because he was the firstborn. But he sold, yes he was. He sold his birthright. The firstborn is always. He sold his birthright. Are we not the firstborn of HaMashiach? Now don't sell your birthright for pot of puke. That's all your flesh loves is puke. Folly and frivolity. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to sit with this damned of a wicked world, this Jezebel spirit, this prostituting spirit. I'm not going to sit and dine. I'm not going to sit and eat with them. I'm not going to sit at the table with dogs and eat their swine meat. I'm not going to do it. Where Yahshua did, He came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There were bastard people that had turned away from Yahweh. He came to the lost sheep of the house of Israel when He met the Canaanite, the woman at the well. He said, woman, don't you know that this bread is not meant for the dogs? She says, true what you said, but even the dogs desire the crumb. He said, I've found no greater faith in all Israel. He came to the lost house. Yah had purpose, He had elected, they were His. And He said, I'm going to show you, I'm going to whip your backside, and I'm going to damn you as well. You reject me, but that's all right. He came to restore that. The pinnacle of His name in their life. The street, this whore today rejects His name. These prostitutes, they want their Jesus's and their gods. All gods are dogs, and I don't apologize. They're damn beasts, whatever God is. If Shaitan said you will become as God, then what is your nature? Is that what about damned of a beast? We eat like dogs. We act like dogs. Come on. Here's somebody. You give some kind of credence to this old wicked flesh? Every God is a dog. Yeah. Every God, then I don't take it back. They're beasts. Yahweh is not a God.
Yahweh, His name, express who He is. I'm Yah. I'm the Most High One. Don't challenge that. See, His name actually exalts Him to that. Please. Hallelujah. Every God is a dog. I don't care if the Baptist, even the Pentecost or the Methodist. It makes no difference. I don't take it back. He is not in the category of dog, of a dog or gods. Hallelujah. He's not that. And I'm not afraid to say it. Now, if you're afraid of that, you better run. But I'm not. And I'll stand before Him because I know He's not that. If He's a God, then how can the prince of the world, named Shaltan, Shaul said, if this message has been hid from you, the God of this world has blinded your mind. How can He be a God too? What's a little g? Lies from hell. I don't care what it, how you spell it. The Aramaic and the Greek writing always capital letters. Damn lie. Well, that capital G mean the big God. Which one is the big God? It means the same. He's not a God. He's Yahweh. Come on, Brother Patrick. He's the Most High. Hallelujah. That's all that matters. He is the Most High. So His name exalts Him to the pinnacle where He is. Sure it is. If I say that and that's what Yah is, then I'm a fool. I'm in trouble. That's why I have no fear saying it. None whatsoever. This is a world of gods, isn't it? America's the nation of gods. You got black gods, poor black gods. You got Crip gods. You know those gangs out there in California? They all live in Charlotte everywhere. The one that call themselves the Bloods. I'm an ignorant man, so I don't mind someone teaching me things. It's just a fool that can be taught. You understand what the word blood means? B-L-O-O-D. This is what it means now. And these fools kill each other like pigs. Right there in New Orleans yesterday, 9 people were shot. 3 critically and 2. That's how these, in the 9th ward. That's what Ray Green was. He was from the 7th ward. That word blood means brotherly. Listen, brotherly. Brotherly love to overcome. Brotherly love overcome oppressive destruction. What a bunch of jackasses and fools. Brotherly love. Boom. Dysfunctional people. That's what they are. All these bastard on these bastard twisted minds today. What do you think you're going to get? I don't care what you say. You all can get pissed off. I say it that way. Makes no difference. That's why He calls these little whores to lay them like dogs in the street. Produce these bastards. I was birthed that way. Mama was a hoe. Now I just say it that way. 6 babies are 6 different daddies. I don't care what you say. No disrespect. This is the truth. And if your daughter that way, she's a hoe too. And your son is a whole manga. A dog what he is. We don't want to deal with the reality of things. Well, the preacher, well, hi, I'm Gene Roberts. Well, are we going to pray? She had a little boy. To hell if I pray for it. Bring her before the Holy Spirit and say, look at this hoe here. She's a dog. That's the truth. Look at this Jezebel. She called herself loving Yah. She come here and perform this. They don't want to do it today. Shaul said, that little dog is messing with his dad, his wife. He said, when I come. That's all right. You all can hide all you want to. We love to hide things for those that we call ourselves loving, don't we? You don't love them, you wicked thing. Did HaMashiach, did He not come to cleanse us from our sin? He didn't come to hide no sin, did He, son? Toda. So we like to hide things. It's not of Yahweh. It's wicked. It's wrong. It's not right. So these twisted spirits today, they're looking for bodies to inhabit. I don't care what you believe. And when these guys lay them like this and some boy pump these babies out, these youngers come in, they're twisted, they're retarded. You look at them. Do you look at some of these babies today? That's the truth. Hallelujah. They go clamoring, oh, I ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. I look at the thing, man, they don't even know what they're doing, do they? See, a man like me, they speak like this, get mad as hell, they're ready to kill him, kill him. Kill him. Don't let him speak to us that way. The wicked grandmammy, look at my baby, look at my grandbaby. This your mocha. Oh, look at my little grandbaby. This is darling. And then that power of hell is waiting as soon as it's born again. I say this in my closing. You parents, you that hear me? Mishau says unto the gathering of Corinthia. He said, unless the mama or the daddy is set apart, clean. The mama is right,
That ain't right. Dad ain't right. The mama not right. He says, then the child is sanctified. Is set apart. They're both wicked. You're not producing. No, I don't care what this word says. Scripture says that when Yah went down to Israel, he said to Moshe, Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, they all went down into the pit alive. The servants, the old ones, and their babies too. The little armed ones. And because man wants to try to wrap Yah in this little emotional mind of his, Yahweh's mind is far superior to that. Hallelujah. He doesn't. His love is not this damn trash you call love ain't nothing. You will slit your brother's sister's throat. And you call that love. That's what them nigger fools out there call themselves blood. That's what they do. That's why they can blow one another's head off. I'm not afraid to say it. Hallelujah. White boys, this is corrupt. Wicked. I'm going to deal with the white boy and I'm going to deal with the black boy. Because you cannot be a white boy or black boy and be a true Israelite. I'm a Israelite. I'm a Hebrew. Or the stock. Or the seed of Yahshua. How about that? God bless you. Let us stand to our feet. You don't have to like me. That's all right. You love me, son? All right. That's all that matters. We greet you all and we bless you all. Brother Dale, you all. May Yah bless you this great day. Come on and stand to your feet, you all up there, and sing with us. Come on, Brother Patrick. Come on, grab your neighbor's hand.
So let there be a harvest among us.
We greet you all, wherever you're listening. May Yah bless you all. Again, for our precious brother Dale, your wife, Celeste. Sister Dot there, we bless you all. Yah's strength rest upon you all, Lord Jesus. Yahshua's mighty name.
Your way to our right. Give us the best understanding, brother, the one that is real. So let them you have us share among us. Let them be done.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes.
So let there be a harvest shared among us. Let there be a harvest in our lives. Bring down your harvest, sweetest hand. Hold us your way.
One more time, come on.
So let there be a share among us. Let there be a harvest in our lives. Bring out your harvest, sweetest sound. Cause us your way. Standing around all your heart, that it is real. So let So let there be a harvest shed among us. Let there be a harvest.
For we do delight in you today, our Abba. The precious promise of your sure the love. We told her young, for everything that you have done today, the simplicity of your preaching, teaching. May it cut down in the inward parts of all of us. Bless your people. God, we ask your strength, your protection upon our motherly sister, Yeshua's mighty name. Bless all your people here today. Those that are listening, we bless you for all of them on the live stream of the internet. Bless them. Those that may hear this message in whatever form, give them strength, I pray. Go with us all today and protect us. Give us rest this Shabbaton. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yeshua the Lamb. And the house cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.